You already know everything they could teach you. You already know everything they could say. We are here to remind you what you already know.
Hello, loves, and welcome back to Vagina Talks. I'm your host, Sophia Wiseone. Okay, so much has been happening. It's been a minute since I recorded. How are you doing? How are you holding up out there? It's a little wild these days. Our bodies, our minds, our hearts, they're really getting the news. They're really, you know, we're built. Our bodies are built as receivers. It's like everything about us is made to receive information. Our skin, our organs, our nervous systems, our vibration, our like very core of our being, our energy bodies, our everything is a sense. When we talk about being sensitive or receiving sensory information, it's actual information. And not only are we built as receivers to receive information, but we're built to also broadcast, to send forth information. And so we're in a very wild time right now in which there's so much bombardment of information, emotional material, like cultural landscape material, and I think earth, you know, it's like the earth is talking to us, the people in our lives are talking to us, there's like cultural agendas are talking to us, the healers and visionaries and the brilliant people that are coming up with incredible solutions everywhere that are saying, stay alive, stay alert, stay with it, come back to home, come back to self, come back to your community. Wake up, stay together, like see clearly. We're also being offered these things. I had a moment today, and it's been a minute since I've given a real check-in and thorough, and there's like a lot to share with you, but it'll just come through bit by bit. So one of the things that I do, I'm living in my life right now, is I'm the co-director and a sound healer and a trainer and a teammate as a part of a nonprofit in Baltimore, Maryland, and called Harmony Works. And we do acupuncture sound baths every week. And we do something called a Heart Song Initiative or Open Vocalization. And it is an incredible space to vocalize, to emote, to express ourselves and to find and resonate and move the energy and move the sounds that are in our body, the beautiful sounds and the stuck sounds, which no surprise, I also think are beautiful sounds, you know, but they don't, yeah, they're just like a lot. And when I was in the circle today, and one of the things, the founder of Harmony Works, Nicholas Tomaskovic DV, and the founder of the Heart Song Initiative, you know, one of the things that he invites into the space is to not use words, to not worry about like lyrics or words, to agree or disagree or ideas, but to really be in the world of sound. And so sometimes when I'm in this space, I am not singing words, but my prayers, my intentions, they come to me in these words. And the prayer that came to me today, as I looked at the candle in the center of the circle, I thought about all the beings in the world who are so sensitive that it's like always moving through the world with 140 televisions on at the same time. At the same time. All of us sweet beings who are so tuned in to all of these levels of consciousness. And as I prayed about this, I felt into the beings on this planet who feel like they have 1,000 TVs on all the time, just playing in the background, right? Where every single person in their life is a channel that's always on. Anyway, as empaths, right? This process of how do we turn down the volume? How do we find space or peace in this information overload space? Anyway, so this experience of you are a sensitive being, you are receiving all this information right now. And so my heart goes to you and says, how are you? How are you? And like, I really take a moment, like I invite you to take a moment right now as we like, you've like opted in to be with me for a moment. My prayer, my intention always is that this episode is a moment, a dose of healing for you. And so maybe this is the moment for you to just take a moment and say, how do you feel? And bring some sweetness to that place. Bring some validation and say, yeah, that is how I feel. Yeah, that is. You don't need to change it or fix it or do anything about it. You just acknowledge it. And yeah, and then that actually allows for this unwrapping, this unweaving, and this unfolding. Yeah. So I have gone through my own journey recently of a lot of unwrapping and unfolding and doing a renegotiation of my receiving and my broadcasting. Because one of the ways that I did a lot of my process in the past few years and why I haven't, well, there's so many reasons why I haven't been recording and sharing and making episodes. But one of them is because I was cloaked. And part of that cloak was a grief cloak and was really important and was a really, it was like cave time. It was hermitage time. It was deep. It was like deep underground time. And I really stayed with the mundane during that time. I really stayed with the people in front of me, my body, this kind of one foot in front of the other. And my creative energy was really used to rebuild myself. And I am now, I have been feeling this rising of myself, and it's been pressing against the cloak. It was pressing against this insulation. It's like I was inside an eggshell, right? And I was just mush in the eggshell. And so that was not a problem until I had wings and a beak and feet. And then I was like, what is this eggshell? And I started to press. And some of the eggshell was absolute gorgeous insulation. And some of the eggshell was not the eggshell, but it was actually, I couldn't break through because I was bound inside. I was carrying stories, and that was keeping my wings down, keeping my beak tucked close to me, so I couldn't break through. And so I've been through my own healing journey recently about unbinding my beak, unbinding my wings, and creating the pressure that allows me to come out into the world. And so because you are listening to this in your ears right now, I have made it out of that egg, or else we wouldn't be having this moment together. And so I'm going to share with you a letter that I wrote because I am, you know, because coming, that creative energy, that coming forward energy is, it's answering my question of, I receive this information from the world. I choose what I focus on, what I want to amplify. And then I also listen to what's happening inside me and what do I want to bring forth? How can I? What am I built to bring forth? And so that's the process that I've been in. And I have come into an answer for that. I have an invitation and an offering that I'm putting forth to you. And so I wrote a letter introducing and talking about kind of my understanding of where this is coming from, this devotion to the frequency that you will learn more about in a moment here. The thing that I want to just share with you before I kind of share about it in this other way is that I just want to say that I've been hearing this call for healing and change from people in a different way in these past couple weeks. And there's like a readiness or a ripeness. There's this like pressure cooker that happens inside us sometimes. And I've talked about it in other episodes. I talk about the holy patience that's matched with the holy impatience. And so I just want to bring that in right now. And the holy impatience is when we get fed up with something enough to really show up different, to like really put in the effort to interrupt our change, to really choose to use our energy in a different way, to break out of our little eggshell, right? Or to break out of the ruts, to climb out of the ruts, to use the effort. And the holy impatience is the fed up kind of heat energy that says it's got to be different. It's got to be different in me, and it's got to be different on the outside. And when the holy impatience is matched with the holy patience says, I don't have control over how the change happens. I don't have control over the results of the change. And I don't have control over other things in the process, over other people or over circumstances. I have influence, but I don't have control. And so the holy patience says, I'll find out what this healed or what this change looks like as it happens. And I'm willing to match my impatience that says I'm fed up with a patience that says I'm willing to find out what real change looks like and what real change feels like. And so for whatever it is that you're cooking, whatever it is that you're healing, whatever beckoning from the universe that's calling to you right now, is asking you to show up to, I wish you the holy impatience and I wish you the holy patience on that journey. Okay, so much love to you. I'm going to share this letter with you. It's talking about visioning, the visioning and the manifesting and how we got to be careful about what we ask for because we get what we want. And so how do we grow the way that we ask so that our so that the way that we ask brings forth that which is truly satisfying. So that's what this letter is about. I'm going to share that with you right now. I love you, and you're invited to be who you are in your life by me every day. And you're invited to take this journey with me. Thanks for being here. Here you go, story time. Powerful and magic-making medicine callers almost all go through the process of learning that when you manifest, you better be real specific, because what you ask for will come into being. If you are not clear about what you really want, it will be picture perfect delivery of the order, and the experience or feeling may not be what you were hoping for. This is, of course, how we learn to get really, really, really specific. I then got even more detailed and then got the delivery of the exact things I requested, with the excruciating learning that it was not, in fact, what I wanted. This is what cracked me into a much more humble mode. And I say, with lived experience and a delightful beg to spare others some of the learning curve, the much wiser path is to call and order the vibrational experience, the frequency of what it is you want. You still have a vision, use the vision, but the commitment, the devotion, is to the frequency, the vibration, not the idea of how it's fulfilled. When we do this, the cords of our being get shook. The process that we open to is the unfolding of a greater limitless universe's ability to fulfill in lived matter more than we could imagine. Just look at my body and how it works. If my mama had to envision my body for it to be made, could anyone envision that? No. So our lives, our shared collective life, is the vibration manifested of life force, co-created by the waves of love, the cosmic womb, the greater mystery itself. That is what we open to. We must then engage in the courage to let go of the idea of self, of world, of should and should not, so as to become a clear and available presence for the full occurrence of what is cosmically possible. The Spider Queen would say to me over and over, I double dog dare you to come up with something that is impossible for the limitless universe. I double dog dare you, she'd say over and over again. She would command me to envision, to feel, to reach beyond the limitations of my imagination into the infinite. The work? Letting the vibration come into being. To over and over become available to what is actually happening, and to be devoted to the frequency we are co-creating by being the landscape that says yes to change. I want to share a story with you. After being at City Hall and doing an anti-fracking rally in 2011, I returned home, laid face down in my Red Tent temple, wept, and begged. I demanded the universe to guide me to be the greatest impact I could be in this world. That I had to know my life force was being used for the most optimal impact towards healing the waters, protecting our children, and bringing in a peaceful consciousness that creates and sustains a peaceful world into being. All in. All in. Nothing less. I offered things I never thought I would offer, like becoming a lawyer or going back to school for anything, public activism that was dangerous or life-ending, in the name of bringing change to this place. And I meant it, and I still mean it. I'm in for all of us. I'm all in for all of us. I knew then, and I know now, I can't do every act. So I begged that the acts I did would be the best use of me. I quieted, and from the depths of silence and surrender, I heard, hire a business coach. I was appalled, even disgusted. I was ready for heroics. I was going to lay down my life, sacrifice my joy. And what I got then, and have over and over, is the best use of me and my life is to support others to awaken to their power, passion, voice, and to reclaim their nervous system from the grips of the forces that would have us be enslaved and unknowing. And so, when the world's suffering turns up its volume, like it is now, I ask again, listen again, for my part, just my part. And then I do it with as much fortitude as I can. In 2020, before the pandemic hit, I found myself in the crushing depths of having exactly what I had asked for be delivered. I was devastated. All the checklists were checked off, and I was desperately sad, completely heartbroken. I cashed in my bonds from my Nana to finish publishing my book and to fulfill my many years late Kickstarter. My lover had left, and I was caught and carried by my family. I was humiliated. I made another desperate plea to the universe. This time, I claimed something huge. I said, I will serve this planet as I have committed. I will. I can. I want to be happy. Truly, peacefully, gifts of incarnation, happy. I was furious at God. I said, I gave you everything, every breath, every step, every relationship. I am shredded and full of ache and embarrassment. I will stay here and I will give as I am inspired and guided if you grant me the gifts, the emotional, vibrational, experiential gifts of incarnation. I know now, I smile as I read this, a small inching its way up my face smile. As I know, I hadn't been open to that kind of healing before. I wasn't capable of asking for the gifts of incarnation. You can call it worthiness or the path or whatever. I know many pieces that kept me from asking for such a thing. But there are more pieces that I have yet to understand, and more still that I will never understand. Over the next month and a half, I watched myself be rewoven from the inside and remade by the weaver. My very vibrational core was remade in a way I did not understand, had never seen, and didn't know was possible. And yet, there I was, a new light at the core of me. And I practiced in devotion to what was beyond my knowing or visioning. I watched myself and my life be crafted by mystery. And I have a very gorgeous life. I have put together a powerful space for those who would love to drop into their weaving and reweaving with a quantum team. If you feel called, you are welcome. Just let me be clear. This is not for the faint of heart, not for the magic wand fix. This is for those who are ready to meet themselves and welcome the gifts of incarnation and be celebrated. The journey can be and is electrically fun and exquisitely beautiful. The relief and lightness of being that comes from arriving in the quantum moment and weaving in the fields is gorgeous. To see it reflected within minutes, hours, and days, and then to know that the ripples are literally traveling in 1,000-year ripples forward and back and side to side, that's special. People want a shift, a change. And to get it, you've got to let it. And letting it can be the most wild and hilarious and emotionally intense part. So we lift each other up. We cheer each other on. We remind each other that there is nothing beyond the weaving capability of the limitless universe. It is sane to long wish and work for a world where bodies, people, water, food, land, animals, and children are safe and cared for. It is sane to see a world where your body is sacred, your most precious and deep longings and desires are holy and trusted, and where your wisdom and solutions to suffering are heard and then applied. If you would like to join us for 40 days, we would love that. It will be more than 40 days. The pregame has started, and there are a couple of days to complete before we close and do our transition ceremony at the end. It would be incredible for you to bring your huge animal, your deep visionary states, your collective access, your personal bravery, and your spectacular beauty, joy, pleasure, humor, and kindness into this journey. The 40 days include a series of 5 live Titan transmission sessions via Zoom calls, and 40 days of mini transmissions to hold and activate the frequency that you identify. There will be a thread for Q&A because I want to know what's happening. As a bonus, I am including a 4-hour workshop for womb empowerment to ground all this quantum work into the earth plane. It's energetic and it's available for all bodies and all genders. You are all welcome. The full price is $555 for the whole 40 days plus, but right now it is $111. I made it a "are you kidding me" price because I want to make it happen. And the changes that will come from this when you plug in are immeasurable. And I know it.
There is a quantum activation upgrade, and that includes 5 live Q&A sessions after the Titan transmission sessions and lifetime access to the course after it closes. And that full price is $1,111, and right now it's $555. Both plans have payment plan options. You can say yes and get inside right now. Now, I am wishing you and all of us the world we came here to make. Love you.